And I'm Keith Walker in Bonn, Germany. This is Inside Europe. This week, 74 years ago, Sachsenhausen concentration camp near Berlin was liberated by the Soviets. It was regarded by Nazi leaders as a prototype, a model for all other concentration camps that followed. Sachsenhausen was also an extermination camp where during World War II people were brutally killed on a massive scale. These days, school groups travel here from across Europe to learn about Nazi atrocities.
This is really depressing. It makes me feel very sad.
It's a horrible feeling to be here.
Until now, there's been a consensus in German politics to make sure the crimes of the Nazis are never forgotten, especially among the youth. But Germany's biggest opposition party, the far-right AfD, rejects this. DW's political correspondent Thomas Sparrow is here to discuss this. Hello, Thomas.
Hello, Keith. Nice to be with you.
Tell us, why does the AfD want youth to spend less time learning about their country's past?
Well, what you mentioned a second ago, that idea of that political consensus that has been absolutely vital in Germany here in the last few decades, namely a consensus that Germany has to focus on that political and historical remembrance that comes hand in hand with a crystal clear understanding and recognition of Germany's darkest chapter, is a consensus that the AfD has been trying to break. We have heard on various occasions from AfD politicians that have, for example, said that there should be a 180-degree turn from Germany's culture of remembrance, that have described Germany as having a mentality of a totally defeated people, I'm quoting, or have said that the Holocaust Memorial, which is right here in Berlin, where I am talking from, is a, quote, monument of shame. Now, that monument, that Holocaust Memorial, is a daily reminder, not only for politicians, but also for Germans and for tourists, of what happened here in Germany many decades ago. And in a way, what the AfD is trying to do is change the way that those monuments and that history is portrayed and described here in Germany.
What about focusing on, you know, not just the darkest chapter, but also focusing on some of the positive aspects of German history?
Germany, in a way, has tried to do that in the last few decades. On the one hand, making sure that they focus on that dark chapter, that they teach younger generations, that they talk about historical responsibility. It is absolutely clear that today no decision that Germany takes, whether we're talking about defense or foreign policy, for example, can be taken without also considering how Germany views its historical responsibility. And on the other hand, German politicians have obviously tried to focus on the positive aspect. The problem here is how the AfD is trying to do that. It's trying to bring those two things together, but other parties see that as extremely problematic. You may remember that the AfD's co-leader Alexander Gauland said some time ago that the Nazi era was, and I'm quoting here again, a speck of bird poo in more than 1,000 years of successful German history. So that again goes to show how the AfD wants to break with that political consensus that has been absolutely vital for decades here in Germany.
And why is it so important to remember? Because people are saying there's very few survivors left. Why is it an issue that German school kids don't know so much about this dark chapter of German history?
Because one of the key elements of that culture of remembrance is precisely teaching younger generations and telling them about everything that happened here during the Nazi regime, so that the issues that happened there, the problems that Germany faced back then, are not repeated. This idea of never again, which I'm pretty sure that you and even other people here in Germany have often heard of, that idea of never again. So it's key to actually talk to future generations, talk to students, many of whom, as you say, don't know about Germany's history, or at least know very little about Germany's history. But that is also important because, in a way, Germany has to update that culture of remembrance. It is something that has been very important in the last few decades, but German politicians are aware now that they have to, in a way, adapt it to changing circumstances in the country. One changing circumstance you already mentioned, namely that some of the witnesses, some of the survivors of the Holocaust are getting older, are dying, so there are no longer first-hand accounts of what happened a few decades ago. And then there's obviously a lot of many projects trying to make sure that those testimonies, that those stories from people who witnessed that firsthand are remembered and are kept for future generations. A second element which Germany has to adapt to is what some have called new kinds of anti-Semitism. In other words, well, we've spoken about this here, Keith, that those new ideas of new anti-Semitism, which comes, for example, hand in hand with certain migrants who have arrived to the country and who have brought a different type of anti-Semitism, something that German officials have stressed. And that's one of the reasons why, for example, in Germany, there is a commissioner for anti-Semitism who has been working now for some time trying to deal with not only these kinds of anti-Semitisms, but specifically about these kinds of anti-Semitisms as well. So we're talking here about updating Germany's culture of remembrance, not forgetting, teaching, talking to younger generations, but making all this accessible to them as well.
Mm-hmm. Thomas Spiro, thank you very much as ever for your expertise.
My pleasure, Keith.
Okay, talk soon.